Hello, this is Ron, and this is episode 128 of Ron's Update.
Hey, it's Ron here. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. Very interesting things have been going on in my workout regime, or whatever you want to call it. I can't say I have a training plan anymore. I basically am trying to get where I'm running 4 days a week, biking 3 days a week. The past 11 or so days, I have done the Tour of Sufferlandria, and that is a yearly tour that's put on by the Sufferfest training video outfit that covers 9 days, and you do their workout videos each day for 9 days, and you contribute $10 to the Davis Finney Foundation. So it's for a good cause. And I figured, well, I haven't ridden my bike in about a year and a half. Maybe if I put it on a bike trainer and try to do these rides, maybe I can get in some kind of bike shape, like a jump start or something, you know. So that's what I did. I registered and I put my bike on. I had bought a new Kinetic bike trainer, it's called a Road Machine. And I put my Swin Tempo on it, which is my old road bike, my Trek's in the garage. And I rode for the last 11 days. It's supposed to be a 9-day tour, but on Saturday, my wife and I went out for Valentine's a day early, and so I didn't ride that day, and I was supposed to do two rides in one day, back to back. So what I did is I did Saturday's ride on Sunday, and then Monday I did the first of the two rides I was supposed to do, and I was pretty much burned out. So I just waited until Tuesday and finished it up on Tuesday. So I finished behind time, but I finished it. That's what counts. And I feel like I gained some fitness out of it. I know I got sore. It was something. I mean, I didn't average, you know, a massive speed, okay? I probably overall averaged about 14 miles an hour for the whole tour. And, you know, there was some of the stages were like sprint stages where, like the last one's called the Violator. I'll use it for an example. And I warm up for 12 minutes, and then you start doing short sprints, like 5 seconds fast, 10-second rest, 5 seconds fast. And there's 64 of these sprints, and they vary from 5 seconds to 10 seconds to 15 seconds with variation of rest between each one. And it covers an hour and 8 minutes. So, you know, like my peak speed on each of these sprints might have been up 19, 20 miles an hour, but the rest speed takes my average down. So I probably averaged for that particular workout 13 and a half miles an hour overall, but I had a lot of high speed in it, but I had a lot of rest in between those high speed sprints to recover. So that's how it worked, and I really liked doing it, and now I can't wait to get my Trek out on the road outside. Of course, the weather's been cold and nasty, so it's good to have an indoor trainer like this. And the Sufferfest has videos that you can watch while you're doing each workout. They've got a synced with videos of, you know, Tour de France and various different races over in Europe. They take sections and make a movie to sync with your workout. And I also Kinetic, who makes my bike trainer, also has an app called InRide, and it works with the power on my bike trainer. But right now I don't have an Amp Plus plug-in on my iPad so that I can read the cadence and speed off my Garmin. If I use the InRide, I can see power, and that's all. So what I was doing, Sufferfest has an app on the iPad also where you can see their videos and do the workouts, and I could see heart rate on that, but I couldn't see power. So I used my heart rate plus my Garmin watch can read my speed and my cadence off of the sensors on my bike. So I had my speed, my heart rate, my average pace and all that on my watch. Plus I could see my heart rate using the Sufferfest app on my iPad. And also Trainer Road, you can sync the Sufferfest videos with Trainer Road. And once I get everything straightened out, I might try to use Trainer Road, because they have training programs that you can use to go right on through to get in cycling shape. I ordered a Ant Plus plug-in, and in order to use it on my iPad, I had to also order an Apple 8-pin to 30-pin adapter so that it'll work. So I've got all that almost squared away. The 30-pin to 8-pin adapter I got today, and tomorrow the Ant Plus device is supposed to get here. So hopefully on Thursday I can try it out and see if everything works okay. But anyway, today I'm going to get back to running. It's sunny today, and it's going to be probably in the high 50s. So I'm planning on meeting Laura out at Stone Mountain after she gets off work and running with her. I don't know if we're going to run 45 minutes or an hour. Since I haven't run for a week, it's going to be strange going from cycling to running. I haven't done that in a long time, so we'll see how that works out. So, I just thought I'd give you an update on that. I did do a couple of wide. I walked last Tuesday, and I walked yesterday, which was Tuesday. So, a big deal, right? But I did get in the 11 days of bike riding, I got in something like close to 138 miles. Which wasn't bad. Most of my workouts were in the 45-minute and above range, so I got a good aerobic workout. And, of course, I calculate aerobic points anyway, so I just calculate those and compare them with my run aerobic points. So I was getting actually more aerobic points riding my bike trainer than I usually do when I'm running. So I think I actually gained fitness on my bike. So we'll see when I run with Laura this afternoon how it all worked out. So I'll let you go now, and this will be my Ron's update number, what, I don't know, 128 maybe 129. I'll put it out so you can listen to it, okay? See you later.
Could you do me a favor and go on iTunes and give my podcast a rating? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.